AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. After Republicans failed in the first attempt, the House voted to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas over the Biden administration's handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Impeachment of a cabinet member is rare. The AP's Rebecca Santana reports it now moves on to the Senate.
The Senate can either hold a trial on the articles of impeachment, or they can decide to send the issue to a committee for its own investigation. That would mean that there wouldn't be any decision immediately. Now, either way, there is unlikely to be a conviction in the Senate. A conviction requires a two-thirds majority of all senators. And that would mean that all Republican senators, as well as some Democratic senators, would have to vote to convict the secretary. And some Republican senators have been cool to the idea of impeachment.
President Biden called the impeachment of Mayorkas a blatant act of unconstitutional partisanship. With Republican George Santos out in Congress, Democrat Tom Suozzi won the election to fill the seat on Long Island.
The whole campaign has been about how do we communicate to people that we can be better if we work together to try and solve the problems we face in our country.
This is a return for Suozzi, who represented the district for three terms before giving it up to run unsuccessfully for governor in New York. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says European allies and Canada have ramped up defense spending to record levels. He warned former President Donald Trump was undermining their security by calling into question the U.S. commitment to its allies.
Any suggestion that we are not standing up for each other, that we are not going to protect each other, that does undermine the security of all of us.
For the second time in 2 weeks, Ukrainian forces say they sank a Russian vessel in the Black Sea. Defense Secretary Prabowo Subianto is claiming victory in Indonesia's presidential election. This is AP News. California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is urging voters to approve a March ballot question on homelessness.
But mental health advocates say the change would threaten programs that keep people from becoming homeless. Counties have been using money from a 2004 voter-approved millionaire's tax to fund mental health services as they see fit. Proposition 1 would require counties to spend 60% of those funds on housing and addiction treatment and authorize the state to borrow more than $6 billion to build 11,000 housing units and treatment beds. I'm Julie Walker.
A court in South Korea convicted three former police officers of destroying internal files and other evidence in an attempted cover-up after a Halloween crowd crush that killed nearly 160 people in the capital, Seoul, in 2022. They were the first convictions over the deaths. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.